In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. As we listen today, and we see that this Sunday, we celebrate the prodigal son. And before going to explain, we have to balance between what we have in our program on Sundays, and we try to contemplate and meditate on some verses from the Song of Songs. And before going to explain and to also meditate in the prodigal son for today, I have also to explain where we are now and why we are fasting. Because by the next week, we will be in the mid of the Great Lent. And then we have to ask ourselves where we are now and what we did in the first half of the Lent. And what we gain from and benefit from the Great Lent. Are we improved ourselves in our prayers? Are we gaining some verses, for example, during this Lent? Are we reading more the Bible, for example, because this is the best period that we have to read more, and this is a blessing? That's why we have to ask ourselves and we have to stop a little bit and think more. During the Holy Lent, which is a journey, it's like exactly two rails of the train. One is a fasting and one is a prayer. And as we see, the train can't run without the two rails. The two rails. One is fasting and one is a prayer. And the stations, we have weeks. We have 8 weeks around. And the target is the repentance. That's why in the middle of our Great Lent now, I have to stop. I repent. I went to my father of confession, I took a canon, and I tried to do my best in this. I really confess, and I repent or not. This, the target of the Great Lent and the fasting, it's not abstinence from food only, and abstinence also from the sin too. And the fasting is a storehouse of all the virtues. That's why we said that if we want to really to gain any from the virtues, I have to fast not from the, as I said, from the food, and also from my sin. And also, that's why God in the first day, he was ordered to Adam and Eve not eat from this tree. However, they had millions of the trees. Then why God, you ask him or them only to not eat from this tree? It's only for self-control. And when you self-control, you are focused more only in my relationship between me, the relationship between God and yourself. I'm not thinking about food, about what I will eat, what I will like. No, I wanted to focus more on my relationship with God. That's why we said, when we do, as I said before, this word, it's metania, which is metonaya in Greek language, which is mean metonaya, change my mind. Then during the Great Lent and during fasting, I do matania and I say metonaya and I say, change my mind, Jesus Christ, and change my heart. Then if in the mid of my Great Lent, the fasting, I'm still fighting, it's good. But if there is no change at all, and now I'm in the mid of fasting of the Great Lent, there's something wrong. And I have to sit down with myself and with my father of confession and say, okay, I feel nothing. 4 weeks now from the beginning of fast, and there is no change in my life. Then we have to review everything in my life during that. That's why it's Romans 12:2. do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. St. Augustine said, fasting cleans the souls, raids the mind, subjects one flesh to the spirit, render the heart contrite and humble, scatter the cloud of concoctions, quench the fire of lust, and kindle the true light of chastity, enter again into yourself. You can imagine if you have any sin, by fasting, quench the fire of the lust and the sin. Fasting is a medicine, but a medicine as beneficial as it is, becomes useless because of the inexperience of the user. St. John Chrysostom. It's exactly a physician give me a medication and say, for example, you have to take it in the morning and in midday and in by the evening. And I say, okay, I will change all of that. I will take the medication only in the morning only. There is no effect for this medication. This medicine is nothing. It's useless. And that's why when my father of confession said, for example, and the church too, say, okay, fast and come more to attend the liturgy. And we have a late liturgy because you have to fast. It's not because we have to do like some rules. No. It's something to help me more to quench the sins and to quench the fire of lusts. St. Isaac said, just as most bitter medicine drives our poisons, creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts. Then I have some poisons in my life, like a sin, maybe anger, maybe lie, maybe I hate someone. By all of that, it's different when I take the medicine, which is a fast. That's why fasting is first of all, I have to go to my room. And go to my room, this word, it's exactly where we will meditate today in from the Song of Songs, chapter number 1, verse number 4, and the king has brought me into his chambers. And the king has brought me into his chambers. You can imagine, this word is written in the Song of Songs. And the king has brought me into his chambers. Our human souls, ask the bridegroom to be more close to him and to go to his chamber. And we will know exactly what is that. Origen said that we are attracted, our souls, attracted to the divinity of God. And he tried to explain what is the chamber means. It's like exactly when I try to meditate when I read the Bible, the Word of God. But I read, for example, if I give a canon, for example, to anyone, I say, okay, can you read the Bible, please, and during the day only once per day? And then, after a while, he said, okay, Abuna, I finish everything what you learn. What you read exactly. I read all chapters, and I finish, for example, a book. If I read at a newspaper, no, it's not. I have to go more deep inside the words and to meditate more. And I have to know exactly what Jesus Christ say to me today from his word. I try to enter to his room. I try to understand what he's saying to me. This is very important and the first thing that I have to do. In Acts 17:27-28, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. And what is a chamber? It's a soaking chambers. What the meaning of this word? عارفين لما واحد يتمرمغ أو يقف يتبل. It's the same. أنا بقى عايز أتمرمغ وأتبل في حضن ربنا. That's why I'm saying, I try to explain it in Arabic. I love to be where? I love to be in his bottom. And I'm waiting to meet him in my room. Or I'm thinking to meet him in the church. That's why when I meet him and when I try to be close more to him, the prayer, it is not something I have to do. Abuna tell me, for example, I have to pray the canon and I have to open the Egbeya and I have to read 3 or 4 psalms, for example, whatever. No, it is not this. The prayer is a communication between me and between God. And it's two ways. It's not one way. Then when I raise my hands and when I stand before God, I'm asking him to reflect his light on me. And when I go inside his room, he will change my DNA. My DNA is corrupted. My DNA say lie. My DNA say I have to do many sin. But when I go more to God, more close to God, he will change my DNA. He will tell me, okay, Habibi, I will give you all the peace. I will change every molecule inside your DNA. And you will become holy. That's why when we pray in the liturgy, the last word, when we say, Abuna, say, the holy for the holies. The holy for the holies. Who are the holies? We. I will give the communion to all the people. Then all the holies are you and me. How? Because we spend 2 hours or 3 hours together in the presence of God. And he reflects his light on me. And he changed my DNA. And I became holy like him. That's why I want to say by the end of the prayer, the holy for the holies. In the second epistle of Corinthians, chapter 3. Now the Lord is a spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Again, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. We are glory, but we will move again to more glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And I will tell you that many churches, the Orthodox Church, say that this, today it's not the parable of the prodigal son. It have another name called the loving and forgiving father. And actually, you know what? We call the prodigal son. But actually, if I go back and read all the parable, I will see that really it's a parable of the loving and forgiving father. And that's why in Greek words, this Sunday, its name, Asoto. Asoto, it means the loving and forgiving father. First of all, if we go through the story, the younger brother asked his father for all the inheritance, and his father shared that, and he gave his inheritance to his son. And his son, he went away, and he lost everything. Now I will balance and I will compare between myself and the prodigal son. And I will compare between the father of the prodigal son and God. It's exactly. I'm asking God, okay, leave me alone. There is a lot of things are surrounding me in the world, and I wanted to enjoy my word. I wanted to enjoy everything outside. God is loving me. And he said, okay, go. He gave me the freedom. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want, go. Do it. And he is leaving me to do what I want. And exactly the prodigal son, he asked his father, I wanted to go outside and I wanted to take all your money, or the part, at least the portion from you, from your money. And then he realized what? He realized that outside the home of God, God's home, it's disaster. If you want to find the joy and the happiness outside the church, outside his bottom, it's a disaster. You are wrong. Nothing will make me happy in this life. Nothing. And when he decided to return, he repented first. Then the first step, if I wanted to go to his room, to his chamber of God, I have in first to stop a little bit and say, where am I now? And I have to understand that I have to repent. I have to come back from what I did. He's leaving me to do whatever. He is leaving me and he's waiting, and we will see. But the problem is that I have to take the first step. But he is waiting. That's why when the prodigal son say, okay, I have to go back again, what he found? He found a father waiting him, open his arms. He ran and fell on his neck and he kissed him. You can imagine that the father, when I go back, for example, and confess, and I wanted to go to his bottom. I wanted to really live the Christianity. I wanted to live really with him. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to feel comfortable. But maybe I'm scared. I'm afraid. If really my father will accept my repentance and this confession, or still he's sad or mad from me. No. Go to the father of the prodigal son and see what he did. He was waiting him with compassion, rain, and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. He was waiting him from a long time. I'm not sure, because there is some story said that also he tried to send some people, some servants, to know what he was doing or to take care about him. Yeah, his hands is around us, even we are far. But again, he was waiting to come back to him. But the first step I'm doing, he's coming back and with compassion and say, I will rain to you and I will fall on your neck and I will kiss you. And he will never occupy with anything else. And also not that. He will never, for example, he will tell me like, دَيْمَا بْنَعْمَلْ مَعْ أَوْلَادْنَا شُفْتْ مِشْ قُلْتِ لَكْ. No, he will never do that. هُو مش هيعمل كده. He is not like a human. No, he understands and he knows my pain. Because the sin is pain. And also, he knows very good the loneliness and the pain of humiliation. And then he will show me his love. Then the first step only, I decide, I wait, or like I sit down with myself and with my father of confession, I say, what I have to do? The first step, and don't worry about the others. The rest, God will doing. He will rain and fill on your neck and he will kiss you with compassion. And he knows very well your pain. He knows very well your loneliness. He knows everything about you. Don't worry, don't talk. And then, what also God will do for me? He will give me a gift, some gifts. Robe, ring, sandals, and great banquet. Oh, wow. I am a sinner, and you will give me some gifts too. Yes. I will give you more and more than can you imagine. The robe, when he gave it me, it's a baptism. And I renew that by coming every day to my Father of Confession and repent. The ring, it's a promise of the faithfulness. The sandals, he promised me the walk to walk in a different path. I will take care about you. And the banquet, I will give you my body to live in me, and I will live in you. Then he gave me four gifts when I come back. He told me, Habibi, khalas, I forgive and I forget. This is the robe. This is my everything. I surround you by my robe. I renewed you. I give you ring, which is signified of a promise of the faithfulness. I will give you a sandals. I will keep you safe. And I will walk with you. I will give you a banquet, which is my body and my blood, to live in me, and I will live in you. And now, it's complete forgiveness. It's a complete forgiveness. Then why I have not go back to him? When I go back, I have to do the first step, and first, as we said, and repent, and he will do everything after. Then the first step, it's only 1%, and the 99%, he's doing the others, the rest. Then we are looking for his mercy. But again, if I'm looking to his mercy and his compassion, I have to come back to his bosom. There is no limit for his mercy, remember that. Now we are in the third week, but khalas, the Great Lent will finish soon. And I have to think about what I gained. I repent really, I came to his bottom. I know that he has no limit in his compassion and his mercy. I am his child. He came for me. All the story of salvation, for what? The story of salvation, it is not for example, someone else. It's only for me. And finally, I will come to him, and he recognized what I have in pain, and he will be very happy when he is seeing me in his bosom. That's why I will be in his bosom. It's more safe and protection from anything from outside the world. Don't worry about maybe I'm sin a lot. And don't worry about what I did before. But remember only that his mercies and his compassion is infinity. And come back to his bosom, and I will see the beauty of Jesus Christ, and he will enshine, and we shine his light on my heart. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, dear.
Schlien flogi son
Epe prosof kistos ite
in the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by widows of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God. In the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, O God, hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intending death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards thee, so let us attend.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axeion kezinke o. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the heart and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne, of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim. Beam full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
Lord,
sepanoti fie tavere plazinemon avav samion avav kan empi paradisos ente Enemjin etren paravinin de intontoli itenti abati ente bihof anevol chenon on chenene omo av enetsoni demom evon kempi paradisos ente Ebonov embekan ensok ansha ene anlan jemben şinikin oman evon itenek profeti set oma O khanet agant khantani wa wa konen on evon anon qaniyet hemsi khane bkaki nemet khibi amen hitem bet monogenis en shir ben shois Open note of ensotir is on Pierre. Find a volcan be never mind. Oh, Nem evolken ti parthenos eth oeb mario. Salvation. He granted us the best from on high, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one and darling and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. Ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our
sins. According on Ephraim, punished him, mystery. Eat of it, all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vairiti om pike afot menin sampidi ipnon. Aftot fevon chen o erpenem o mo o et af shepeg mo af esmo erof af eragezin αυτοί φων νιέτενο φενάγεως μάθητης, ο εν Απόστολος εθόμου ευγοέμος. Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Venetete naom evolchem pai oikefoi ontetem su evolchem pai afot foi eriten eoishem pamu Erinten homologin entan astasis. Erinten irim pamevi shanti. To commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavenly city, that you return, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations. From what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trust and
Amen. Pai given for the remission of sins and eternal life. for those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Make us all worthy, our Master, the birthday of your holy, in the perfection of our soul, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit. And me have assured and inherited with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
This which you have acquired into yourself with its precious blood of your cross, keep her in peace with all our Lord Bishops who are in her firmament. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Papa John Paul II.
Pray for High Priest Pope
John
Paul II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have
and those who rightly define the word of truth, with him grant them unto your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumen, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all. Remember all the safety of this place, which is in every place and in every monastery for the fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell in God's fingers, the accord of the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lead them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it first be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people. The widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you, who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed. Remember, O Lord, those have brought unto this gate, those on whose behalf thee have been brought, and those by whom thee have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought
peace, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in commemoration of your sins. Grace me accord, O Lord, to remember all the sin who have been in the beginning our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Lord. And Saint John of Arna, Baptist, and Martin, the Stephen, the Deacon, the Pro Martyr, and the Beholder of God, and Martin Evangeline, the Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch, and the Virgin Church, the Discourse, and the Apostolic, and Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Christ, the Son, Saint Theodore, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, and Cyril, and Bethan, the Gregorian, the Legend, the Gregorian, Wonder Worker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 318, and Sibylla, and Ithia, the And all the choir of your saint truth, whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers and patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
And those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, richly, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Nebmehani, William Wasif, Feltus, Makram, Gad, Samira, Faragaria, and Farag. Greatly, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture visited by the water of grace in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons. Those, O Lord, sold, you have taken, repulsed them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too are sojourners in this place. Keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. And lead us through down the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit.
Again, let us give thanks to Pandav and to Krato, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. Nempi es no fetaio. Tebe fe Christos en je pipam to kratur, pshoin se penuti e. Sent his only begotten Son to the world. He taught us the law and the commandments written in the Holy Bible, and taught us the fasting and prayer, cast out devils. As he said, that this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer. boasting and prayer raised Elijah to heaven and saved Daniel from the lion's den. Fasting and prayer pursued by Moses until he received the Lord, the commandments written with the finger of God. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the people of Nineveh, so God had mercy upon them and forgave their sins and lifted his anger away from them.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Fasting and prayer were pursued by the prophets so they could prophesy concerning the advent of Christ many generations before his coming. Fasting and prayer are pursued by the apostles when they preached to all nations and made them Christians and baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Fasting and prayer were pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the righteous, the just, and the cross-bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and caves of the earth, because of their great love for Christ the King.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
And we too, let us fast from all evil in purity and righteousness, and let us proceed towards this holy sacrifice and partake in it with thanksgiving, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul and unashamed face, unfeigned faith, a perfect love and a fear move, we may boldly venture without fear to pray to God the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In Christ.
For you.
Remember, O Lord, our congregations, bless them.
Save the men with your spirit and the fear of God, let us attend.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Ogieti, sagis, fluitos, criosos, Christos, siut, siut, sanias, muserem, neam, agionami.
Iso panagios patir, iso panagios eos, ento panagion et nema.
Irini parsi. Timion aniti noni sore soto io tutti umonami. Agion timion soma che maniti non iso cresto to io tutti umonami. Emmanuel Pannuti Fai Pechenum et mi Amin
Amin
Amen, 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 I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess, not as a bread, that this is the life giving body, that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us, all the Holy Theotokos of St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy altar, on the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment to that twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those. O partake of him, I believe that this is so. In truth, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe. This is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mystery. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه التسبيحة اليوم إلى العلو، اذكرنا أمام الله الحي ليغفر لنا خطايانا. مجد لله في الأعالي.
آمين. هللويا. سبحانك
يا ملك السلام عافنا سلامك، قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا. لك القوة والمجد، لك البركة لإذ الأبد. أمين. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات،
تقدس اسمك، يأتي ملكوتك، تجعل مشيئتك كما في
ربنا اعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا